Welcome back to the Daily Report, brought to you by the COVID-19 Literature Surveillance Team.
We are your hosts, Will Smith
and Jasmine Robb,
bringing you the highlights from our newest report. The report for December 11th, 2020.
Climate. The editorial team at JAMA explains their decision to publish the Lenzi et al. Study, Fluvoxamine versus Placebo and Clinical Deterioration in Outpatients with Symptomatic COVID-19, a randomized clinical trial. While it is a preliminary study with limitations, the authors argue it warranted publication due to its design as a placebo-controlled, double-blind, randomized clinical trial, and that the authors' methodological adjustments to conduct study activities without physical contact, such as arranging oxygen and medication deliveries for self-quarantining patients and obtaining consent virtually. The team suggests that the Lenzi et al. Pilot study provides an excellent example of pandemic-appropriate research methods and lays the groundwork for research into preventing outpatients with COVID-19 from deteriorating into a more severe manifestation of the disease.
Epidemiology. A retrospective cohort study that analyzed 135,794 pediatric electronic health records from PEDSNET found 4% or 5,374 patients were infected with SARS-CoV-2. While Kawasaki disease prevalence decreased in 2020 compared to 2018 and 19, they found risk factors for SARS-CoV-2 infection included pre-existing chronic disease and increased age. Additionally, subjects of Hispanic, Black, or Asian race had a higher likelihood of a positive test result compared to white race, though they received fewer tests per population. These results provide large-scale data on pediatric risk factors, which authors hope will add to the growing knowledge on SARS-CoV-2 and host biology in pediatric populations. Leaders in the United Kingdom's Department of Health conducted a systematic review and narrative synthesis of literature on SARS-CoV-2 infection in children published through March 9, 2020. In these 24 articles, they found that children under age 10 had similar infection rates to adults, but the observed rate of infection in children was perceived lower since children often had undetected milder symptoms and transmission usually occurred within familial clusters when children were exposed to an infected adult. Authors suggest further data collection is necessary to understand child-to-child transmission of SARS-CoV-2 and to detail the clinical course of COVID-19 in children.
Understanding the pathology. A cohort-controlled study by pediatric infectious disease specialists in Ankara, Turkey, evaluated cytokine and chemokine levels from serum samples of 60 COVID-19 positive patients and found that COVID-19 patients had higher levels of IP-10 and MIP-3B compared to 30 healthy controls. While IP-10 was a predictor of disease severity in children and IL-6 a predictor of disease severity in adults, they suggest these findings provide insight into potential treatment targets for COVID-19 and further elucidate potential uses for inflammatory markers as prognostic indicators for pediatric and adult disease severity.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening.
Continue to stay informed with us.
Read less, do more.
With COVID-19, LST.org.